Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
The guy Miguel, he's here. He's maintenance. He's here to clean up and stuff like that. And poor Miguel just wants to get his job done. And Bart just starts talking to him. Like, it doesn't matter who it is. He talks to him. So here he comes back into the studio. I'm glad you're back here with us. We have a show to do, if that's all right with you. If you don't mind, we're playing Janet music, which you should be getting into. You should be happy about. And instead, you're missing every song we're playing.
Control.
No, we didn't play Control. We played a good one.
Oh. Now, they out there, man. We was talking about the the draft tonight.
Yep.
And I believe that the Orlando Magics shouldn't have an opportunity to get the number one pick. You shouldn't be able to get the number one pick 2 years in a row. You should be void from getting the number one pick 2 years in a row.
Why?
That's kind of like trying to be like the process and tanking.
But they didn't tank, though.
I don't care. They shouldn't be.
The Magic didn't tank at all.
Listen, they shouldn't be in the running. You shouldn't be able to get the first pick in the first pick. Nah, man.
First of all, their chances of getting the first pick are extremely low. Let's start there. They don't have a big chance.
Yeah, just like the Cleveland Cavaliers that damn near got it 3 years in a row.
Yeah, that was not right.
Some BS.
Right.
It should be the Spurs, the Pistons. And it should be.
But that's the
problem. How the Bulls in there?
That's because they were bad.
They weren't that bad.
They were bad enough.
They got four stars.
Wait, the Bulls?
The Bulls are on that sheet.
Well, because they didn't make the playoffs.
Nah, man. That's
what do you mean, nah, man? Like, that's reality.
They should be out of it. It should be the last four teams.
It's not their pick anyway. It's Orlando's pick. How are the Bulls on that?
So Orlando line? There twice?
Orlando has Chicago's pick. I believe that. Is that the Vucevic
deal? So that means they have a chance.
Orlando has six, and Orlando has 11 from Chicago.
So that means that Orlando could get the first pick in the draft twice. So they do have a good chance.
Okay.
It's a BS.
At six, Orlando to get number one has a 9% chance.
Yeah, that's only five less than Detroit.
At 11, 1.8% chance.
So that's how much? 12?
It's 9 and 1.8.
Okay.
It's 10.8.
That's 11. Round that up, son.
No, you don't round it up.
Anything 0.8. Over 5, I was taught to roll a round up.
Okay. Well, look, more importantly, your Detroit Pistons have a 14.
That's nothing.
Nothing?
That's nothing.
It's
That's not
great.
Good enough. That's not good.
What do you mean it's not good?
It's not good.
It's Why not is good. It not good?
It's not good.
What's wrong with it?
That's not bad.
It's the best chance. It's the best chance. You have the best chance to get a top pick.
Watch.
You, Houston, and San Antonio all have the best chance.
How is Houston getting it? Didn't they get Green last year? They had the second pick last year.
The second pick.
And we had the first pick.
They didn't have the second pick last year. They had the third pick last year because that's when they took Jabari Smith, right?
And then the year before that, they took Green.
Yes.
So they've been cheating for 2 years. Come on, man.
They've just been bagged because they traded James Harden and they just got bad.
Yeah, and they're doing it on purpose.
Are they?
They shouldn't have been that bad.
They had a bunch of kids. Of course they were going to be that bad.
So did OKC.
And Oklahoma City actually did well enough to not even
They made the playoffs. Yeah,
like they have like no chance, like 1.7% chance.
I mean, they got their they got their way last year with Chet Holmgren.
To me, your Pistons, the way you look at it is that your Pistons have not only a 14% chance to get number one, but a 13.4% chance to get number two. And honestly, if you get the second pick in the draft, you won.
No.
You still won.
No. So,
you don't want Scoot?
No. I want Scoot, but if I can get Wei with Cade, Killian Hayes.
No, you don't want Killian
Durin,
Hayes.
Jaden Ivey.
Yeah, Ivey.
We cooking with barbecue grease, baby. We back. You're going to have to put some respect on
the
Pistons.
But if you get Scoot, you have more.
If we get Wei, we will pass the Knicks in as far as the teams in the East.
Please save that. Thank you. If you get Scoot, you have an immediate impact.
Take a picture. Write it down. I don't give a smoked dog, baby.
I'm telling you. One or two, you win.
See, but
everybody
if we get,
knows
if we,
that.
If we get Scoot, what happens?
What happens?
We got Ivy and we got Cunningham.
Right.
So don't they play the same position?
No.
Scoot is a two.
Shooting guard.
That's what Cade plays.
No, Cade's a point guard. He's a point forward.
So then what does Ivy play?
Ivy's a backup point guard.
What you talking about, Ricky Bobby? You was hoping to baby 12-pound, 6-ounce baby Jesus or that you got Jaden Ivy. You wanted Jaden Ivy last year.
Can I explain?
Now you going to put him on the bench.
Can I finish?
Okay.
What if you did, if you could play the three of them together, the ball runs through Cade as a wing. He is 6'8". Play him on a wing, and then Ivy and Scoot are your guards. You could totally do that, and you'd have a really good backcourt. Scoot, like, you need him to, like, he's 6'2", so it's not like, but he's a scoring guard. Not necessarily a point guard per se.
Is he Jalen Brunson?
No.
I'm saying to you, look.
He's strong as hell.
That's a pocket Hercules.
Yeah, he's strong as hell. But this guy is a professional scorer.
But if you got Wei-Wei.
Powerful player.
But if you got Wei-Wei with Durin, you got you five young dudes. You got you OKC.
Wembanyama changes everything because now you have this dynamic center. Because
Durin is a hell of a wing.
He's power forward, right?
Yeah.
But what you also want, though, the Wembanyama thing to me is a greater risk. It's a high reward.
Bad feet.
Right.
You don't worry about the feet. But they've had a plan for his feet for the last 8 years.
But Scoot could come in and just be like immediate impact player.
I want the long-term solution. I want the guy that's going to be the unicorn. I want the guy that's going to get put on weight like Giannis and be Giannis in a couple of years pulling up from the logo. I want Kevin Durant 3.0. And that's what Wei is.
I don't know what he is. Look, there's a lot of franchises that are right now on edge going into tonight because it really can change everything winning this draft. And I'm telling everybody, it's the top two picks. Even top three, let's be honest.
The guy from Alabama,
yes. You got some talent. So those top three are not bad. But what always seems to happen is that one team, like Indiana, jumps up.
Yeah.
Like somehow, some way, they hop in.
Nobody wants the damn Spurs.
Like, you know how this goes. It always turns out where, like, there's that team you didn't know. The Bulls did it when they got Derrick Rose. Mm-hmm. Like, they just, out of nowhere, they just flew up and they got the pick and they got Derrick Rose. But the other thing to watch tonight in the draft is what happens with Dallas. Because remember, Dallas purposely tanked so they could keep their pick. Their pick was top 10 protected. It would have conveyed to the Knicks. It was part of the Porzingis deal if they finished 11th in the league, or 11th worst, I guess, right? So they purposely lost. They could have qualified for the play-in game. They chose not to. The league fined them for it. But they still
slap on the wrist.
Right now, right. And they have a 3% chance to win the lottery. 3%. The worst thing that could happen, Bart, is them winning the lottery. The biggest nightmare the NBA could have tonight is not Wembanyama ending up in, like, you know, San Antonio or one of these places where you're like, oh, great. Like, it's big star and nobody's going to care. You don't want that. Zion in New Orleans all over again. You don't want that. But I think a bigger concern for the NBA is Dallas somehow, some way, shocking the world, and that 3% comes up a winner. And then they're rewarded for purposely losing and avoiding the play-in. Don't you think? I mean, could there be a greater nightmare tonight than that one?
No.
It's the one thing that, as a league, you might have to say when that comes up that way and you're behind closed. So everybody knows, I was invited to witness the lottery. We couldn't make it work with the schedule, but the NBA did it. They always invite different members of the media, and they ask me, do you want to go? You want to watch it? You get sequestered behind closed doors. You get to watch it. And I'm telling you, if that came up, Dallas, as a league, don't you think, like, in a minute, you're like, you know, let's re-rack that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's re-rack this. Yeah, that ain't happening. We ain't giving them that. No way.
They're going to take their ping pong ball out of there. Their ping pong ball got invisible ink.
You know what I mean? Like, no, we're not doing this.
I thought you were supposed to be there to witness to make sure that,
I told
that
you.
Dallas didn't.
I told you that I was.
And you let the Knicks down.
I couldn't go.
You need to put the wuju, the kibosh on it.
The kibosh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't. I had to work. I want to get up again tomorrow. And I got to work with you.
Working you like a Jamaican, man. You a Haymon?
Haymon.
You got tree jobs.
I got tree jobs.
Tree jobs, you no good dirty bum.
You lazy only tree job. But now the other thing that also people would cry conspiracy is if somehow, some way, which is a greater chance, that that Dallas pick drops from 10th to 11th.
Yeah, that's what it
Because if it drops everybody to 11th, it could also drop to 12th. Guess what happens?
New York, we here.
Yeah, the Knicks get the pick.
Bing bong.
So right now it's 65.9. So 66% chance to get the 10th pick, to stay at 10. So the most likely outcome is Dallas will just stay at 10. But there is, like we said, there is a chance they could get the number one pick, a nightmare.
Yeah.
Actually, the nightmare, number one or number two, 3%, 3.3% for number two, 3.6% for number three, and 4.0% for number four. They can't get 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9. So they could get the top four, or they stay where they are, or a 19% chance they drop to 11, a 1.2% chance they fall to 12. So again, it's like a 20.2% chance the Knicks can get this pick. If that happened, wouldn't everybody in Dallas cry conspiracy?
They need to. I thought they should have already made them forfeit the pick and said no matter wherever it lands, it goes to the Knicks.
Can't do that.
I don't care what you say.
You made a trade, you made a deal.
They're repeat offenders.
But you made a deal.
But we had to anti-tanking.
Yeah.
And they even spoke about tanking. So how are you going to reward that? So
Jason Kidd was completely open about it. That's what made it so egregious.
And so that's what I'm saying. So like I think if anything, it's no different in my opinion when what they did is what the Philadelphia Sixers did, right? They tanked on purpose, and we put these rules in specifically for that. So I think it should be like what happened with the Dolphins. They should lose their spot.
Well, that would be the other thing, is that you say what we're going to do.
That should have been a penalty.
Everybody moves up, and we put you at the back of the line.
See, but then that hurts the Knicks because the Knicks don't have a chance to get in the
top. They don't get, right. That's why they couldn't do that. Because the chances are the Knicks could get the pick. And so you let chance, let it happen. Let fate happen. Let karma happen. But what I'm saying is there's
sometimes
two.
You got to manufacture karma. That's how y'all got Patrick Ewing.
There's two things, though, that play here, like I said, that you're watching beyond the very top of the draft, which, of course, everybody always loves their conspiracies about. Oh, the league wanted Wembanyama in San Antonio they want to help Detroit. There's always something. But yeah, I also think the other
French
one to watch.
San Antonio.
Tony Parker, right?
Yeah, Ginobili, Argentina.
Ginobili was not French.
I said Argentina.
Okay.
So and they had Patty Mills.
The other thing to watch, it's the Wembanyama sweepstakes, and then it's, does Dallas get rewarded or do the Knicks get rewarded? Nothing happening is nothing happening, which is what the league wants. Just stay at 10. Just like, let's not have any issues. Just stay at 10 and everybody will just exhale. But you know, one way or another, people will go nuts. If somehow the Mavs move up into a top four, God forbid a number one, all hell breaks loose. All hell breaks loose, Bart. But if they drop, there'll be such a cry of conspiracy.
I don't care.
Oh, the league wanted to punish him. They just did this.
Exactly.
There'll be such a cry for conspiracy.
Yeah, we did.
So even though it just should be, no, karma. Yeah, karma got you.
So what? Stop watching. Stop watching.
You don't care about it, huh?
No.
So it wouldn't bother you at all. Like if that happened, let's say they fell to 11th and the Knicks end up getting the pick.
For the greater good.
You would just shrug it off like, yeah, that's all right. It should happen that way.
Ooh, I almost cussed, see?
Yeah.
I got comfortable. I thought we were doing a podcast. We got this new light, and it ain't no TV on back
here.
Our show right there. I almost cussed.
Our callers are doing this, too. It's amazing. There must be something with the way we talk that people call in and just feel comfortable enough to just
Man, let me tell you what this
– Yeah.
You see, Bobby? Owe me $55. I told him last week, don't – with me.
That's the bit about how you just
can hear a black man talk. He said the word MF 75 times.
Right.
But it makes sense like a mother.
And it makes sense. So again, wouldn't bother you.
Nope.
Okay. All right, so let's do the power ring. 800-919-3776. We mentioned this in the previous segment. So Doc Rivers out in Philadelphia, and it's just with these names that are out there right now. Like I said, if you're the Knicks, I don't want Tibbs anywhere, but if somebody in that organization wanted a reason, there's some names out there that you could go in and make a case and say, maybe it's time for us to move on because look at the names that are available. I'm not saying it should happen. I am against it. But I know there are always these other forces in the universe that love to do this stuff, and you never know. So if I give you Doc Rivers, Monty Williams, Mike Budenholzer, and Nick Nurse.
So we got two Knicks in there and then two other guys.
Well, yeah, that's right. Doc and Monty were former Knicks. Right. So four names for you to choose from. Who is number one?
For me.
Like if you had a coaching – if you had – you need a coach for your team.
It's either Monty or Nick Nurse.
Well, which one? Pick one.
Any, meeny, money,
mo. No. You can't do it like that.
Oh, okay.
This is like actually hiring a coach for your franchise.
Well, I'm going to go with Monty because he's the most recent coach of the year.
Okay, and he's very well-respected. Mm-hmm. People love him. So Monty Williams. Okay, so you put him at number one. Then I guess you'd put Nick Nurse number two.
Nick Nurse number two.
Yeah. And then, all right, out of Bud and Doc.
I'm going Budenholzer.
Yeah, championship, right?
Yep.
Now, people forget Doc did win a championship as a coach.
Yeah, with the Dream Team.
A long time ago with Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, he was the first cheat code, man.
Cheat code?
Yeah, it's the first.
Kobe Shaq wasn't cheat code?
Yeah, but that's two. He had the big three. Yeah, three Hall of Famers.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Rondo, too, as like the brain of that team.
Yeah.
That was a good team.
He was like MacGyver, but then you leave out Kevin Garnett.
Well, I think Garnett was sort of
the big ticket.
Yeah, we already knew that ahead of time. But still, all right, so interesting. So you have Doc as the lowest ranked of the four.
Yeah.
Which would suggest that Doc probably will go. Remember, he's still got 2 years left on his deal, I believe.
Yeah, he'll be here with you. He'll be on Get Up next week. He'll be on Get Up next week.
800-919-3776.
Sound like he smoked the whole thing of Newport 100 menthol.
Yeah, hey, boy, you know.
Unfiltered. He cut the tip of the filter off. Like it straight. No chaser.
Let's take Manny and Flushing. Manny, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
All right.
Listen, man, look, I'm not surprised that Doc was gone because you kind of knew it was going to come, but you wished it didn't need to happen. But when you think about it, I think that Doc Rivers has lost 10 game sevens as a head coach. I think that's most of NBA history. That is terrible.
Yes.
If you ask me.
It's more than twice also, the second place coach with five.
Yeah. Yeah, because like it seems like because you can't trust. Yeah, you can trust him as a head coach in regular season, but in the postseason, he hasn't really done anything. I mean, since 2012, he hasn't got his team to the conference finals,
right.
Whether it's with the Clippers and the Sixers. I mean, the last time he won a game seven was in 2015 with Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan against the Spurs. That was the game where Paul hit that layup. Against the buzzer. Also, it was also that same night as the Pacquiao and Mayweather fight. Just put that out there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, it seems like I'm not surprised, but I do think there's going to be connection because Maury, Harden, and Mike D'Antoni might be a Sixer head coach.
Mike D'Antoni's the name. I said that on Get Up this morning. I said, don't sleep on that name because it's Daryl Morey, you know, bringing the band back together and trying it one more time. And
ain't D'Antoni like 85 years
old? Doesn't matter.
Pete Carroll?
Got a lot of energy, though. Loves to coach, a lot of energy, believes in his system. Let's take Derek in Harlem. What's up, D?
What's up, Alan, Bart? Yo, real quick. Nah, not even Bart. From now on, your name is Buck Nasty, and it's not the power hour no more.
I hate my ghost today, Black.
It's the hater hour. It's the hater hour. Because you hating. That's all you be doing. You be hating.
It's the hater hour.
You're not Bart to the Jet season start. You Buck Nasty from now on. That's it. I don't want to hear it. It's the hater hour.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Yeah.
Cold-blooded.
All these coaches, listen, Budenholzer be watching the game like us eating popcorn, sitting on the sidelines, talking about, oh, this is a good game. So he's out of here.
He has to call timeouts.
It's cold ass wet, dog.
He does.
I mean, he do. He be looking lost. He like Tracy Morgan. He do more coaching in the game than him. And then Doc always got, you know, Doc throw people under the bus, too. So he ain't the best when it comes to relationships in a locker room. So I wouldn't really trust Doc. Now, Nick Nurse, I don't know who he is without Kawhi. He ain't really nothing. So I probably have to go with Monty. But didn't he have little issues, too, in Phoenix with the locker room, they were saying?
Just with DeAndre Ayton.
DeAndre Ayton wanted to smack him.
DeAndre Ayton hated him.
But didn't something with him and Chris Paul happen a little bit, too, or nothing? Or that was just all the Ayton stuff?
No, that was all DeAndre. Yeah, the only issues were with DeAndre Ayton, yeah.
So I guess you're going to have to just go with Monty.
out of all that. But
you don't sound confident. In any of them. These are here. Still
Sam Cassell or Mike D'Antoni probably getting the job.
Which job would y'all want as a coach? You want the Phoenix job, the Milwaukee job, or the Sixers job?
The Milwaukee job is a very interesting one, really. But are you
want Durant, Giannis, or
yeah? But are you? But think about it. Are you
paying Holiday and right? Middleton? And you gotta. Ugh.
That's the problem. Brook Lopez and Middleton got to get paid. If you don't pay them, does Giannis then say, "All right, well, in another year, I'm out"?
Yeah.
And now you've got a job that is a team in a rebuild
in Milwaukee.
and that far to it.
It's
yeah.
Like, oh, man.
And so, I mean, the Phoenix job is the better job because the Devin Booker is going nowhere.
Yeah, and
KD you got KD for three more years.
And you should be able to get rid of Chris Paul and be able to get a superstar. When I was talking to Half Man, Half Amazing,
yep.
You know, I was saying, hey, man, Kyrie to Phoenix make all the sense in the world.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Them linking back up, and now that's a big three. That's a big three but with a young horse.
They also need to, though, get a better supporting cast.
Yeah, but you know you're going to get that anyway. They'll go get – what's that dude named who got the sleeves all the way down to here with the dreads? You know what I'm talking about.
Jay Crowder?
No, the other one that looked like Jay Crowder, the black, the ugly version, Jay Crowder.
I can't answer that.
You know what I'm talking
about. There's so many things about answering that question that I'm really not at liberty to
discuss. Was it Merrell? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Montrezl Harrell.
Montrezl Harrell, yeah. He liked the metaverse, the multiverse.
Here you go again with metaverse.
Ugly version of
Jay
Crowder.
I knew it wasn't metaverse.
Or Jay Crowder.
You got me into it. You had me believing it was metaverse.
Yeah, you get Montrezl Harrell. You'll be able to get Dwight Howard from Taiwan come back over here.
Dwight's trying to get people to go over there. Let's take James in Jersey. What's up, James?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. This is about Tom Thibodeau. In last season, he admitted that, I should have played the young guys early when all the fans were shouting from the mountaintops. Mm-hmm. And the same situation is with the Obi Toppin and the Julius Randle. We knew that would have brought Bam Adebayo out of the paint. He was not a Brook Lopez or a Joel Embiid type of a center. He was a center that could have been guarded from him, and that would have brought him out of the paint, spread the offense. And I just don't like his coaching decisions. I mean, to think that Derrick Rose could have never helped us at any – like, there's so many, like, lineup things that I'd be shouting at the screen as a Knicks fan, like, put this guy in.
So James,
make a lineup change. I don't agree.
Let me just be clear, James. You wanted Tom Thibodeau to bench Julius Randle and start Obi Toppin. Is that was that what you're saying, or just play him more?
No. What I'm saying is that there's always an issue with him with lineup players. When he plays Josh Harden, he realizes, Quentin Grimes should be the starter. You know what I mean? Like just things
but
like that.
But just, Quentin Grimes was the starter all year, and Josh came in and was very effective off the bench. Then Grimes got hurt, so he had to start Josh in his place. And then Grimes came back from the injury. You wanted to give him a game or two to get right, and then they went back to the lineup. So, you know, you understand how those things work, right? And Derrick Rose, I mean, there's not a lot left with Derrick Rose. And you wanted to throw him into a playoff game against the most physical team in the playoffs? Like, there's things you can find with Tibbs that I might say. But anybody that says – he doesn't play young guys when he benched two old guys instead of – and he played the young guys. And then on top of it, like, what was the other thing he said? Oh, that was playing Obi would have gotten Bam Adebayo out of the paint. Who would have guarded Bam Adebayo?
Yeah, he's too big for, you know. Obi got to put some weight on, man. We got to send him to –
Yeah, Obi needs some protein shakes.
We need to take him to Rikers Island, man. Nothing gets you swole and keeping dudes up off your ass.
You think so?
Yeah.
So that's what he should
do. My name is Flea Johnson.
Just maybe, I don't know. But there's criticisms of Tibbs that I'll listen to and say it's fair. But there are some that sound like really frustrated fans who don't know where to pinpoint it. So they go to the go-to internet stuff,
right?
Which is really not accurate.
It's crazy, too, because even after the Josh Hart signing, we were like, as Knicks fans,
second round.
I hope they can beat Cleveland. They can beat Cleveland. That's a win for us.
Yeah.
They beat Cleveland, but what happened is we got greedy.
Yep.
And we looked up and say, man.
Wow. It's the Heat, not the Bucks.
Yeah, no Tyler Hero.
Yeah. And you started to wonder.
But you didn't look that Jimmy Butler was putting the team on his back, and he, like, but you Jimmy, didn't look, Bu- you- Jimmy Butler is a star during the regular season. He's a superstar because he can slow the game down, ugly it up, muck it up.
You know what's funny? Jimmy Butler is the Julius Randle opposite.
Yes.
He is the complete opposite.
Man, he's like, I'm not interested.
Jimmy Butler is regular season. Meh.
Yeah, whatever.
Postseason comes.
Yep.
Oh, I'm ready. Julius Randle is regular season. Jack up those numbers.
It's like when the
postseason. When
the playoffs come, he go underneath, go into the bunker.
Right.
Pick up that coffee machine. Get that Pepe Le Pew. Roadrunner jet fuel beans, magic beans. Damn.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
How about this? The Barclays Center tweeted something that I found to be interesting earlier this morning that I think is worth just mentioning without going into too much detail. It's the Barclays Center, right? The home of?
The Nets!
Right. So they said, guess what they're doing? Join us for a special screening of 38 at the Garden, a film that showcases Jeremy Lin's 2012 NBA season.
Huge Asian community out there.
Experience Lin's sanity with us.
Yeah, man.
Through the screening and conversation with the filmmakers.
Listen, they were expecting to have playoffs.
38 at the Garden.
They were expecting to have playoffs.
Right now at Barclays Center.
They were expecting to have playoffs. They trying to fill that building any way they can. It ain't been no boxing matches there this year. Stuff been going to the Garden.
I mean,
Flatbush ain't been rocking, see?
You don't find that kind of funny?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
I mean, we know what else is happening. I don't know if you saw this one. You know the new Yogi Berra movie, It Ain't Over?
Uh-huh.
They're going to do a screening at Citi Field. At least he actually managed the Mets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a Met.
Like this.
He really is a Met.
I was joking. Oh. But you bought it.
I believe everything you say.
It just strikes me funny that at the Barclays Center they're just like, yeah, 38 the Garden, we love it. Let's showcase a fun Knicks moment at Barclays Center.
Yeah, let's show the beginning of the end where Carmelo wanted to kill Lin Sanity.
Yeah, I don't think they didn't put that in the movie.
Yeah.
We had Jeremy on when that movie
I
released,
know.
And we had Jeremy on, and he talked all about that. And it was a great experience. It just the weirdness of that.
And Carmelo made up.
It shows you though how transcendent that Jeremy Lin's impact was on basketball and on sports in this city.
He's bigger than Yao Ming.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to see.
I was about to see how far you about to take.
Oh, you wanted me to say?
Yeah,
he was right.
He wanted to make the Chinese market boom. I was about to say, oh, see.
Yeah.
Now you know you're messed up now.
Right. I'll tell you what. Let's step aside right now. Let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio File.
The Audio File.
So remember yesterday we talked about Quinnen Williams decided to scrub his social media of any reference to the J-E-T-S Jets. All of a sudden, he's defensive tackle 4...
for the crop dusters?
I mean, well, as you know, and then, of course, there's the infamous sipping tea moment that he put on social media after Joe Douglas thought that there were some positive conversations that were gaining some momentum. Jeff Darlington earlier today discussed what he thinks the situation is in, which is you're getting to a framework of a deal.
Quinnen Williams wants a new contract. It shouldn't be really that hard to figure this out. We've got three stud defensive tackles who have signed new deals this offseason. You look at the numbers, they're all pretty close, between $21.8 million and $23.5 million per year, with between $59 to $60 million in guaranteed money. So we're at stage two, Field. Stage three is usually a public trade request. We'll see if it gets that far.
Field being Field Yates. And so, you know, the money's there, the framework's there. You kind of know the range of where you need to go. It's now a matter of can they get it done. Marcus Spears says the Jets had better beware.
It's not like it's not a blueprint out there and a range for what these guys are making. I know how focused the New York Jets were on Aaron Rodgers, as they should have been. But they can't forget about this young anchor to this defense that they want to build over a long period of time of trying to have a tremendous amount of success from a defensive standpoint. Quinnen Williams has been paying attention to all of this stuff as well. And I'm sure he's happy about having Aaron Rodgers. He ain't happy about not having his $100 million contract.
Bart?
I mean, Marcus has been around. I mean, how many years after year after year are we going to have this same discussion? When have we ever had a defensive lineman, a stud player that didn't eventually get his money? I mean, the longest we had to go was Lamar Jackson, right? And he got it, everything he wanted, pretty much, except for the guarantees, but he still got his $200 million. Like, come on, man. Like, why are we even entertaining this part of the process?
So what are we waiting for then to get this done?
We're finishing up Aaron Rodgers so we can clear up space.
So once they finish the details of Aaron Rodgers' restructure, then they know what's available for them to give to Quinnen Williams.
It's not about available. They working on that first because that's the biggest chunk.
Right.
Because Aaron Rodgers, they can't go in with what the contract is now. And what happens with Aaron Rodgers' contract also could determine what happens with Corey Davis and also what happens with Carl Lawson.
Good point. Yep.
So let us one step at a time, bro. Wait your turn. You're not missing out on nothing. Like, and the fact that you are going last, which probably means you get more than everybody.
That's true.
So relax.
After Dexter Lawrence got
his deal. Yes, because if Dexter Lawrence would get it, Dexter Lawrence would be pointing to your contract. Trying to get some money. So just relax, bro. You going last. What are you missing?
All right.
Running some half gassers? It's okay, bro. But you ain't got to be all this passive aggressive because what people remember is during the part of the time of, like, uncertainty, you got all of your feelings like Ralph Transvant. Like, bro, this is the most passive aggressive millennial whatever we in type of thing I've ever seen in my life, man. Like, ooh, he spurred it. Oh, trade me. I want to go on the gym. Like, stop, man. Just relax, bro.
It's kind of childish.
Like, if you act right, act like a man through these negotiations, guess what? The next negotiations will be smoother. They'll be like, yo, he did it all 10 toes down. We Gucci. But you all in your feelings like Ralph Transvant.
Oh, I'm going to scrub it. I play for the crop dusters. I'm a Crimson Tide. So now what's going to happen? You're going to have to hit the refresh button on your social media to get all those pictures and posts back up? And then he's going to say, I'm so happy to be a Jet.
Of course.
I knew it was going
to
happen.
Always wanted to be here. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, you know how this goes.
Like, so that's what I'm saying. So Marcus Spears, I love you, dude. But come on, man. Let's act like they're not going to get it done.
They will get it done. Don't you think, though, like this whole social media thing about doing that, do you think that, like, somewhere in the Jets' offices, they're going, oh, no, Quinnen took our name off his social media feed.
Yeah, what happens is,
we better sign him fast. Like, everybody's like, oh,
so they
man,
do it, they hit the button. They're green, like, oh, my God, he's really upset. Oh, my God. He, you still can't go no damn where.
Yep.
Like, stop it, bro.
All right. Let's move on. We continue in audio files to this little nugget from Zach Lowe on his Low Post podcast, talking about this is all the fallout, obviously, of what happened in Philadelphia after they lost yet again in the second round, an ugly loss in Game 7 to the Celtics on Sunday. And it's interesting how Zach Lowe talks about Joel Embiid's future and how are the Knicks involved in this?
He loves Philly. Philly loves him. He loves being loved. In Philly, he understands what that means. I think it would be very, very hard for him to follow the superstar, like I'm really forcing my way out of here model. But if James leaves, you're relying on Maxey to take a giant leap and putting some pieces together. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that these teams with assets are looking around saying, whoa. Like, if I'm the Knicks, all these Karl Anthony Towns rumors are going to start now. Forget that. I have a good team if I'm the Knicks. I have Brunson. He's an awesome point guard. Like, why am I upending my team for Damian Lillard if Damian Lillard ever becomes available? I got a right. point guard. I missed my chance on Mitchell, and that's fine. We rebounded from that. That turned out to be an okay decision. I still got all these chips. Towns ain't the guy that I'm playing those chips for. I'm waiting for the next guy. Embiid? That's a guy I'm playing all the chips for.
Zach's starting it. He's starting it, Bart.
Embiid to come here and have shin splints.
He is banged up, right? Embiid, Giannis.
He probably have to have a procedure on his knees.
Three names you're watching. Embiid, Giannis, and Jaylen Brown. Those are the three names you're watching. Meanwhile, this was great stuff. Paul George. Paul George is another name to watch. Paul George has his podcast. And Paul George had DeMar DeRozan on it. And DeMar DeRozan got really real when talking about the NBA players and expressed some frustration and something that he is seeing in this new NBA.
We do guys a lot of sorry, my I'm be honest, bro.
That's fair.
I'm be completely honest with you. I'm the type of dude, I keep my opinions myself. I chill. I play the backseat. But until being in the league so long, you realize how many motherfuckers don't love the game of basketball. Who take it for granted, who feel so entitled, who just want everything that come with it, but don't want to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
It's so frustrating. You know what I mean? Especially like from the, like we played in an era where you have to like earn everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you got so many guys coming in thinking like they just should be playing because they homeboy told them they nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bro, you're not good.
Is the NFL getting like this too? Like I've heard this frustration from a lot of veteran players.
Because the middle class, they kick out because they cost too much. So then you got some young bums that sit there and they just placeholders. And then when somebody get hurt, just watch when.
But he's talking about the entitlement of young players who come in the league and are expecting instant shine, instant respect, instant like what? Oh, I'm already here, so I earned it. And he's saying, like, you had to wait your turn. Like, you had to work your way into a star. Like, you don't come in and just expect to be treated as such. And DeMar's saying, when you get this is happening in the league now more than ever.
Yeah, when you're getting drafted because you put something on social media or you got some dunk on Instagram or you jumping out of a pool before the combine or you're doing some backflips or you're jumping over a car. Hey, bro, you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. BS, man. Like, just who cares if you can jump over a car? Like, can you bend the corner? Can you understand, you know, the hard count? Can you see that lineman tipping? Can you see that lineman pulling? Can you see like the cut split and play against, you know, being able to get the crack toss and spin out of it and make a great play? It's all those type of things. But these guys are entitled. They don't like listen.
Isn't it like Mims?
Listen,
isn't it like that?
I put it like this, right?
Like, you guys who were like, oh, you should be thrown to me. You should be thrown to me. Why'd you draft me if you're thrown to me? Yeah. It's like, yo, because you're not on that you're not at that level yet.
Vince Lombardi once said that he believed that football was the greatest thing being taught in school because the only thing in life that you can't make easy, right? But we're making football easy for these guys, so they don't respect it. We're making it easy because no two-a-days. We're making it easy because you can't really hit nobody. So then it's easy for the pretenders to be able to survive in a sport because they don't have to pay the cost when you could usually filter out all the fake football players or the fake basketball players because they can hide and camouflage because you can't smoke them out because you can't test their will because you can't go back-to-back practices. You can't, you know, look at load management. You can't push them to the physical end. And then for coaches, it's hard to realize that, yo, he really don't love it because he can pretend like he love it because it's easy to just come there for one voluntary practice.
Right.
Or it's good to go to one meeting. But when you have to be there all day and then when everybody else leaving, you look at the people that's still there. Right. The fact that we talk about Jalen Brunson being the only one that potentially could have sat there around, shoot around, getting shots up. That's what it takes. The fact that you know that Dirk Nowitzki, when the game was over with, he there with a shooting coach putting up 500 shots after the game. You know, you got to be obsessed. It's your obsession with the sport. That's how you get the greatness. And we got a lot of guys that just want what the sport gives you, but they don't want to put in the work and respect the people that paved the way to get there.
Very interesting take there from DeMar DeRozan. The perfect way to end Audio Files. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Ooh. What? You found something?
No, I'm just watching Devontae Adams saying, the quarterback don't make me, I make the quarterback.
Ooh, oh.
Aaron Rodgers, 2000. I almost broke my wrist.
I thought it was something else that you were watching.
Meh.
I wasn't sure. So we got a lot to get to in the Power Hour. You believe the Blue Jays, right? You've already made it clear that you believe the Blue Jays.
I'm just saying, it's a little smoke there. I'm just being a little bit more observant from now on.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't, but we'll hear from Aaron Judge on this whole thing.
We talked again.
No. We'll hear from what he said after the game.
Eric Boone.
And Aaron Boone as well. Yeah. We have an NBA draft tonight that, even though right now the Knicks don't have a pick, at the end of the night they could. And that will probably set off alarm bells in the league, because the story behind how the Knicks could get their pick tonight is one you definitely need to hear. They don't have one right now, but after tonight, they could. And if they do, some people will scream conspiracy once again in the NBA. But it's not the number one pick. So that's a story that you certainly have to hear. Another NBA head coach has been fired. And now there's four head coaches, all of them brand names, that are available to coach. And we'll see how many of them get jobs. But three of them are teams that were running teams that had the highest records in the NBA the last 3 years. So it's crazy how things really are turning out there. We also have the start of the Western Conference Finals tonight. LeBron James and the Lakers, and they take on the Denver Nuggets. Are you paying attention? And Bart, we also have the odds for the Jets to start the season and what Vegas thinks of them after we saw the schedule come out and how difficult it looks.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.